What's up? It's your girl, Janae Emily Utley, Holistic Lifestyle Maven and Possibility Trainer. Merry New Year. Happy 2020. So I'm coming for 2020. I'm on the neck of 2020. I'm walking in with the attitude of lioness. Do you feel me? Do you understand where I am coming from? So I know y'all are here because y'all are like, Janae, you're bald. You're bald baddie. I'm going to tell y'all how I got to this point. I'm going to show y'all what I did to get to this point, okay? Because I was a member, maybe even held an office in the wavy community. So let's hop into it. So my hair is kind of tied to what's going on in my life. In a minor way, not a major way, but let me explain what I mean by that. Let me just get into it. So for years, I used to plan my new year and my new goals the last quarter of that year, or, you know, December of that year. I even have a video on this channel that I will link right there, walking you through the process of how I made vision boards, how I map my goals, how I track them throughout the year. But for the last 2 years, I really felt that it was important for me to enjoy the whole, you know, end of the year and to not try to think or plan so, you know, far in the future. And so I, for the last 2 years, have just been enjoying December from the 1st to the 31st. Living in the moment, living in the season, living in the time, just enjoying myself. And come January is when I sit down and I think about the goals that I want to establish for that year. And I honestly take weeks to do it, like the first week or even the first full month, if I need to, I will really sit and think about what I want for myself. And I also will use that time to reflect on the previous year, like, you know, what I liked, what I didn't like, the good, bad, and the ugly. Me and my husband actually sat down and talked about the highs and the lows, the worst and the best from 2019 on our channel. And if you are a person who likes vlog channels or you like married couple channels, I will leave a link for you right here for you to check that channel out, subscribe to that channel, and watch the video that I'm telling you about. 2019 was a great year. It was a phenomenal year, but it also was a very frustrating year for me for a few reasons, which is why I really am taking a 2020 with the attitude of a lioness. And you know all that if you are a part of my tribe, if you are part of my newsletter. If you ain't on my newsletter, what you waiting for? Huh? I'm gonna leave a link right here. Go ahead. You know, subscribe to your girl newsletter because I want to talk to y'all about some real stuff, not just about, you know, surface level stuff. Anywho, with this lioness-esque vibe, energy, attitude that I'm tackling, not just 2020 with, but the rest of my life with, is 2020 is about slowing down for me. And when I say slowing down for me, what that means is stop overthinking crap and stop allowing myself to be overwhelmed. Oh my goodness. To just slow down, focus on the thing, finish the thing. Focus on the thing, finish the thing. Focus on the thing, finish the thing. Hey, focus on the thing, finish the thing. And not in a way where, you know, I can't have a blueprint of what the full house gonna look like, right? I have a rough idea of what I want the full house to look like, but I'm not trying to build the whole house at one time. I'm trying to lay it brick by brick, move room from room, task to task, if you get what I'm saying. And I know that's going to allow me to do the very next thing that I'm focusing on is being consistent. And I am, to a degree, my level of consistent in my marriage, in my friendships, in of my business here on YouTube, you know, all over social media. But I know that God is calling me to a different level, a higher level of consistency. And by me slowing it down, really killing overwhelm, really killing overthinking, I know that's really going to allow me to come up a level. God, you know how God convicts you and then do it again and then do it again and then remind you and then remind you again and then remind you again. That's where I am. So I know he's trying to get me to come up a level. And I know that everything I need to do that was already inside of me from birth. And so it's just me going full charge and not allowing myself to be slowed down by perfectionism and overwhelm. So it's going to be critical for me moving forward, for me to do the work, the serious internal work to overcome and defeat overwhelm and overthinking. And I'm just going to take it one day at a time. Focus on today, what needs to be done in this moment, and then I'll worry about the next moment and the next moment until the next moment becomes the next day. That's just going to be just so big for me. And so y'all don't know this about me, but when I first met my husband, when we first started hanging out, not even dating, he used to always call me his lioness. And that's because I had this, I just loved big hair. I still do love big hair. But it was a certain like boldness. It was a certain like ferocity or tenaciousness or just ferociousness that I felt, when I had big hair. And that's the kind of attitude, I keep saying it, this kind of attitude I want to have this year. So Janae, what does that mean? That means that I'm going to start taking risk and doing things, without worrying, without being in fear, without being stressed out about it, without making a ton of excuses. There are things that I've been saying that I wanted to do for a while. And it makes no sense to me that I have not done those things. Point and blank, my hair. Y'all know I've been a part of the wavy community since 2016, 2017. And when I was 17, I told myself that one day I was going to cut my hair really short. And then I did it, right? And back when I cut my hair really short, I was like, well, since I'm this short, you know, before at some point before I actually grow my hair back out, I want to strip it all away. Take it away. Take it away. I wanted to strip it all down to the bare bones. And so this is the attitude that I want to take into other stuff. Like, I want to compete in a triathlon. I've been wanting to do that for years. Like, I wanted to do half marathons. I did three of them. I wanted to compete in figure and fitness competitions. Did two figure competitions, did one figure competition. I am looking to tap back into that attitude, that energy, where I'm not contemplating and overthinking things and stressing myself out and making excuses. I'm just acting like a lioness, seeing something that I desire to do, and I'm going for it. So, you know, the bald baddie had to happen at some point. She here now, okay? You know, I'm going to do a triathlon this year. Y'all, pray for me. Pray for your girl. Consider doing an Ironman, heavily considered it, really thought about what I want. I don't want to do an Ironman. I want to do like a sprint triathlon. And that's, I don't want to say that's good enough for me because I feel like that kind of like makes that goal seem like it's minor and it's not. But that's what I want for myself and I'm okay with it. So I want to do a triathlon. And so I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not about to make no excuses. I'm going to take it piece by piece. The first piece for me being, I need to become a stronger swimmer. So I'm going to find a swim coach, or I'm going to sign up for local swim classes in my local YMCA. It's not a big deal. I don't have to make excuses. I don't have to overthink it. I don't have to feel like I don't have this and let fear come in and overthinking come in and procrastination come in and perfection. I don't have to do that. not no more. So y'all are going to see me talk about some things and do some things this year and forevermore that are a bit unorthodox and off the wall because I'm walking with an attitude of aloudness. So yeah, that's how, you know, we got to be ball baddie. That's how we are here now. That's why we are here now. I do want to say thank you guys so much for thank y'all so much for supporting, girl. At the end of 2019, this channel reached 20,000 subscribers. And I have a video on this channel where I talk about moving in purpose and not being so concerned with the numbers. And that still holds very true for me. I overheard this guy say this the other day, like, you know, we don't focus on the numbers. We are aware of the numbers, but it's not our driving force. However, numbers are important because numbers are people. And that hit me. I was like, I get that. I understand that. So for me, numbers are significant because numbers represent people. Numbers aren't significant in the sense that they are not what drives me to do things one way or the other. I will show up for that one. I will, you know, make content for that one. I will answer the question for the one. So I'm just grateful. So I wanted to come on here and say thank y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Thank y'all for continuing to rock with me. And I know that people come to my channel for different reasons. This is a holistic channel, right? So I want to help you and encourage you to live a holistically fit life, meaning you are fit in multiple areas. So you are physically fit, but you are spiritually fit. Come on, y'all know I got that spirituality series on this channel. I want you financially fit. We're going to get more into my debt-free journey this year. I want you to be mentally fit and emotionally fit, because y'all know we dig into internal work. I talk about my therapy on here. I talk about, you know, limiting beliefs and how I overcome fear. Y'all know we get into all of that. And I know some of y'all are here for the beauty stuff, because I do want y'all to be, like, you know, fit in y'all's esteem, health, self-esteem and all this. And I always encourage y'all, if y'all come for the beauty content, come on in and stay in. Just don't click on videos that are only about, you know, skincare or hair or stuff like that. Come on and get beautiful from the inside out. So check the description box for details of my newsletter and other videos that I mentioned in this video. Additionally, if you are not following your girl on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. Instagram was the first to know that I had transformed into the form that you see right here. Instagram is also a platform that, you know, it's easy for me to come on and ask questions, get feedback, show things, share my life, you know, without me having to properly set this whole situation up to come and talk to you guys and love on you guys, so on and so forth. So follow your girl on Instagram if you're not following me there. The content there is some of the same of what you see here, but definitely some different stuff that you won't get to experience on here. So until next time, hit me up in the comments. Talk to me. Y'all know I love dialogue and talking back to y'all in the comment section. And if you enjoyed this video, share it. Sharing is caring, okay?